Hello, Seashore.
Hey, it's Tammy with RDI.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, I got it. Hey.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Actually, I'm texting my customer right now about the diamonds. We just got them this morning.
Good.
And so, so I got a 1-carat BBS 2H called the spec above. It's 5,200. So I'm just adding a little bit to it. And
yeah, I just, when I didn't hear back, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send them.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear back, his mom didn't, so I sent back, and then I was just waiting to hear back, so I'm just, I told her they'd be around 6, and I hear, so I'm giving her the prices now, so.
Yeah. No, I actually was pleasantly surprised that the price was actually pretty decent on them, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm just trying to see here.
How do they look?
Oh, they look great. Yeah,
good.
I mean, I was like, no, they look really good.
Good, good.
So I will get, all right, I sent them off. I sent her a text. So she's usually pretty good, and so we'll see what
awesome.
Happens here. Yeah, they got, like I said, he won't, I wish he'd just tell me what kind of budget he's wanting to stay in. That way I could be like, yeah, it's going to be out of your budget. You have to bring it down a little bit, or, hey, this is perfect. You know,
right.
That's what I was looking to spend. Because we only, well, I had like a couple of thousand to it or something like that. And then we do that. And he's just doing a basic 6-prong setting in yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
So very traditional setting for what his fiance or girlfriend wants, which I'm like, that's kind of weird. But anyway, we hadn't done a 6-prong in a while. So.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I feel like 6-prongs are very outdated.
They are. I'm like, sure, that's what she wants. Like, okay. But she showed him a picture, and like, that's what I want right there. I'm like, okay. I mean, I hadn't done one of them in a while.
I know.
In a while, but we'll see. Which everybody's different. Some of these are just, you know, I guess they're kind of like mid-20s, something like that, mid-late 20s. You know, they've been dating for quite a while.
Maybe it's what, like, her mom had or her grandma had or something, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, okay, this must be something one of them, if she just remembers from being, like, with, you know, my mom or grandma or, you know. Well, even his mom was saying, like, wouldn't it be more secure in a 6-prong? And I'm like, well, you can. I said, but the 4-prong heads now are made so much heavier than they used to be. And I said, everybody does 4-prong more. I said, well, most of our rounds and ovals and all like that, we do 4-prong.
Right.
And I said, it just makes it show more. And I said, plus the prongs, you know, they're lapped over more. And I said, so it just gives you more with a stone there. And I said, plus it fits almost any band you want to put with it.
Right.
So he was like, oh, okay, that makes sense there. And I said, with a 6-prong, you'll have just that little bitty gap there. I said, now, she may be fine with it. Like, if she wants to go with a plain band or something, she probably won't even think twice about it. So.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens. And,
yeah.
So maybe we'll have a bite on it or something like that there. So
how late
are y'all open today? Are y'all there all day on Saturday right now? Or?
We're here till 5, yeah.
Till 5, oh, okay.
So
well, that's
four,
why we're here, too.
Right,
so
4 your time, 5.
It'd be 4 our time, yeah. So, yeah, and so we'll see how it goes. Like I said, how's it been out there? Have y'all, everybody else kind of, everything picking up really well for everybody else?
Yeah, it's definitely picking up. I mean, we're seeing a lot more naturals, which is good. Definitely seeing the uptick there. Even like 70-pointers, 80-pointers, things like that are moving again, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nice bright spot, you know, to kind of see that again. But, you know, just the holidays, it's a short season this year, so I think we're going to see a lot more again in the next 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all going to come all at once.
Yeah, I do too, because it's definitely a later shot, which we were busy yesterday, which was good. I mean, we had people paying out layaways and that kind of stuff there, and then we had I mean, people were, you know, they were buying. I mean, it's definitely, it's one of those where, it's really weird because we sold two Ruby pieces yesterday, which is kind of like unusual, but I mean,
yeah.
And so that came, that was, but these were nicer, like Ruby rings we had that were, you know, around $800-$900. And those went, then we had one that was around 12, and yeah, and so they're spending. I mean, they're definitely like not holding back there. So I guess everybody's gotten paid up and caught up.
Right.
Yeah, well, so it's so far so good.
What about like jewelry and stuff? What do you guys need? Do you need anything like tennis bracelet wise? You know,
straight line? No, that's not, so for us, tennis bracelets have it's been kind of soft.
Okay.
Bracelets in general, though, have been kind of tricky. We hadn't really had a whole lot of demand for them or anything. Mm-hmm. And so we've had, I'm trying to think, we've had more, some like solitaire necklaces.
Mm-hmm.
Those seem to be kind of picking up more.
Okay.
And then solitaire necklaces, let's see. Oh, okay. So here we go. Y'all would not by chance, and I know y'all do more natural and like that, but we've had people asking for eternity bands. And so I've been a little reluctant to carry them because the finger sizes and all like that. And so anyway, we had one lady that bought one in yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ticket, and it was a lab room.
Okay.
And but I told her, I said, you know, if it's not going to fit, you know, your size in this thing is bigger. It's one of those scallop styles.
Right.
Anyway, I said, I wouldn't want to tackle size. And I said, so you take it, you try it, if it doesn't fit. So she brought it back yesterday. She goes, there's a way you can get it in a 7. And so our vendor doesn't make it in a 7. He jumps from a 6 to an 8. And I'm like, what? I'm like, so...
That's ridiculous.
So, so I don't know. Do y'all carry any, like, lab grown like that in eternity bands? Or
I mean, sometimes
that would
we
be
have
like a size 7.
We have sometimes we have a one-off. I'm just going through to see if I have any.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a pattern for one, but it's like, I do not want to make, because we're almost done with our custom stuff, and I'm like, I'm right there.
That's impressive if you're almost done,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I'm like, I do not want to throw nothing else in the oven right now. So, but if we had to, I'm just like, let me exhaust my options first, because she really wants it. But I told her, I said, I don't know. I said, this time of year, it's so tough. I said, because everybody's inventory is just moving and shaking so fast.
I know. It's insane.
And so she was fine. So, but she said, well, just keep in mind, or just, you know, keep looking for me if you can. I said, okay. So. Anyway, so when you call, that was on my list to ask about an eternity band.
Yeah, I'm looking through. I don't see anything, but if I see something pop up, I'll send it your way.
Yeah, that's fine if you see something like that there. And so let me. Okay. Well, all right. Well, if something pops up, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
I still haven't heard from that lady yet, so I was still waiting, which it might be early for her. It's 10:30 here.
Yeah.
So, tell me right here, and I'll start moving on Saturdays till around noon. So.
I know. Trust me. I'm like, I'm barely moving right now.
Oh, I know, right? It's like on Saturday, it's just a totally different dynamic.
I know.
People are like, I'm off. I don't know. I'm not going to Walmart, and I'm definitely not going to the grocery store. So, I'm like, I'm going to chill out till around 11 or 12. So.
Right. I'm like dragging my feet. I'm like, I just want to go back to bed, you know?
Oh, exactly. I can feel it on Saturdays when I tell people. I'm like, I can understand why people go to show up with their PJs at Walmart. I mean, on the morning time, I'm like, I wouldn't do it, but I kind of get their vibe on why they do it. So
right. Like, it's like, I can understand. I don't agree, but I can understand.
I can understand it. I can have a little sympathy for them. But, well, all right, Tammy. Well, I got to roll out here.
Yeah.
So, so as soon as I hear something, I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon then.
All right, Tammy. All right. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.